It was not officially announced, but it did come out in the general media that Napolitano has decided not to do the kind of employee raids that immigration has been doing in the past. What has happened over the last couple of years is that Customs and Immigration Enforcement has gone into major employers of illegal aliens and arrested them, done big raids. And what it does is it sends a message to everybody else who's employing illegal aliens that this is potentially what might happen. It sends a chill through the illegal alien community, and it shows that Homeland Security is tough on enforcement and is actively pursuing it. Apparently, Napolitano reviewed this and has decided to hold off for a time on some big raids that are planned and is going to go after employers in a much bigger way. But we have yet to see that happen. So this is a change in emphasis, and it's, you know, the government is still going to enforce the law, but it may do it in a very different way. And she has some very, very direct experience with this, because as governor of Arizona, she had to deal with a guy named Sheriff Joe Arpaio. And he bills himself as America's toughest sheriff. And he would go after illegal aliens and put them in tent camps and feed them twice a day and make them wear pink underwear and humiliate them. And he'd go after anybody on any kind of a violation. There was always an argument in Arizona whether this was the best process. Well, Napolitano had tremendous fights with Arpaio, and she is now taking this to a national level.
There is always the theory that in addition to the employee raids, there should also be employer raids. And it sounds like she is taking that theory and putting it into practice, or maybe putting it in practice, which is if the jobs aren't there, the illegal immigration is going to dry up.
Well, it'll dry up to a certain degree. There'll always be a certain degree of illegal immigration. However, what happened was when there was a notion to have comprehensive immigration reform, there was a compromise in the Senate, and they came up with a carrot and a stick. The carrot was that if you obeyed the law and you did certain things, you could get American citizenship. The stick was that if you didn't do these things and you continued to reside here illegally, you could be rounded up and sent back to wherever you came from. That compromise failed in the Senate, even though it had some very interesting allies. I mean, Ted Kennedy and George W. Bush were on the same side in this. John McCain was promoting this compromise. And Michael Chertoff, the Secretary of Homeland Security at the time, was promoting the compromise. When the compromise failed and the Senate didn't pass it and it wasn't enacted into law, what Chertoff was left with was only a stick. He could do the raids. There was no way for workers to find a path to legal status. There was no guest worker program. And so all you have is this stick. You know, it's like the old saying, the beatings will continue until morale improves. So that's what Napolitano inherited. And pretty clearly she wants to change the emphasis, at least. Until there's comprehensive immigration reform, you can't change the law. But you can change the way you enforce existing law. And that's what seems to be going on.
Does this at all impact what's going on in Mexico and the new focus on the violence that has erupted there?
Well, in a sense. Now, given the state of the American economy, there isn't the kind of waves of immigration and illegal aliens coming in that there were before. The word goes down to Mexico and points south that there aren't the jobs in the United States that there were before. And people are coming back, apparently, from the United States and going back to their home cities because the employment situation is so bad. And also the kinds of industries that employed illegals, like particularly construction, aren't hiring. So that's part of it. But by the same token, you know, our closing off the border in many spots has also forced the illegal drug cartels to emphasize certain channels into the United States. They're fighting the United States to get their contraband in here. They're also fighting the Mexican government to stay alive. And so the whole thing kind of works together. We've got Napolitano going down to Mexico, planned to do so very soon, and then President Obama is scheduled to go down to Mexico on April 16th and 17th. So you're going to see a big spike in the emphasis and the attention being given to Mexico and the fight on the border with the drug cartels.